The Trump administration deployed U.S. Marines to Los Angeles on Monday and intensified raids targeting suspected undocumented immigrants, leading to further outrage from street protesters and Democratic leaders who raised concerns about a national crisis. Around 700 Marines based in Southern California were expected to arrive in Los Angeles by Monday night or Tuesday morning, according to officials, as part of a federal strategy to quell street demonstrations against the immigration raids, which are a key focus of President Donald Trump's second term. Although their mission to protect federal personnel and property is temporary, filling the gap until a full contingent of 4,000 National Guard troops can reach Los Angeles, the deployment represents an extraordinary use of military force in support of a police operation, coming over the objections of state and local leaders who did not request assistance. Meanwhile, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem pledged to carry out even more operations to round up suspected immigration violators, continuing a crackdown that has provoked protests. Trump officials have labeled the protests as lawless and blamed state and local Democrats for permitting upheaval and protecting undocumented immigrants in sanctuary cities. The military and federal enforcement operations have further polarized America's two major political parties, with Trump, a Republican, threatening to arrest California's Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom, for resisting the federal crackdown. California filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration on Monday to block the deployment of the National Guard and Marines, arguing that it violates federal law and state sovereignty. The top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator Jack Reed, said he was gravely troubled by Trump's deployment of active duty Marines. The president is forcibly overriding the authority of the governor and mayor and using the military as a political weapon. This unprecedented move threatens to turn a tense situation into a national crisis, Reed said. Since our nation's founding, the American people have been clear. We do not want the military conducting law enforcement on U.S. soil, he added. Rare use of the military. U.S. Marines are known as the first American forces to establish a beachhead in U.S. military interventions, and as the last forces to leave any occupation. While military forces have been deployed domestically for major disasters such as Hurricane Katrina and the attacks of September 11, 2001, it is extremely rare for troops to be used domestically during civil disturbances. Even without invoking the Insurrection Act, Trump can deploy Marines under certain legal conditions or under his authority as Commander-in-Chief,